The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. And the subject of today's podcast is planting amaryllis bulbs for holiday blooms. Timing the stunning blossoms of amaryllis for the winter holiday season requires a bit of planning. Shoot for the 1st of November when planting amaryllis bulbs for the holidays. Here's the how-to for show-stopping blossoms for the home or gifting. Planting tips. First, prepare the pot. Use a clean container with a layer of well-draining potting soil. Pots should be just 2 inches larger than the diameter of the bulb. Consider a seasonal or opulent-looking pot if you're giving your plants as gifts. Amaryllis are a lovely centerpiece for holiday tables and mantles. Next, plant the bulb. Place the bulb in the pot with the roots down and the top third exposed. Moisten the soil with water until the bulb is settled. Finally, find a location. Place the amaryllis in a warm, bright area or window with 70 to 80 degree temperatures. Cooler temps will slow down the growth of the bulbs, while warmer temps speed up development. Caring for your amaryllis. There's not much to it. Water the plant when the top inch of soil is dry and avoid overwatering. Rotate the pot to prevent it from leaning towards the light. The biggest need when planting amaryllis bulbs for holiday blooms is support. Because the stalks are so tall and the blooms substantial, these beauties need a little help. Some ideas to stabilize your pots include surrounding the bulb with pebbles to keep it from tipping over, and as the flower grows, staking the flower with bamboo, curly willow, or natural branches. After flowering, trim and fertilize. After blooming, trim faded flowers and spent stems, but leave the leaves. Fertilize monthly with a balanced fertilizer. Amaryllis can be purchased as dormant bulbs and in gift kits or as plants that are ready to bloom. You can also start new plants from the bulblets that form on the main bulb. Favorite varieties. Traditional. Jumbo Amaryllis Red Lion boasts the intense, bright red that amaryllis are most famed for. Top-size bulbs make a huge difference in terms of performance and flowering. You can find this stunner at DutchGrown.com. Unique. Amaryllis Revelation is a tall, cerise or red amaryllis with red edging. It comes from Amaryllis and Caladium Bulb Company and is recommended for holiday forcing. Gorgeous. Flashy. Named after a favorite pollinator, Papilio butterfly yields flowers that look like they might take flight at any moment. Soft green orchid-like blossoms, accented by velvety burgundy stripes and hints of lime green, make a sensational statement wherever they're grown. The most popular of the exotic, this one makes a perfect houseplant, growing larger with each passing season as smaller side bulbs emerge. Not to mention that each strong stem produces numerous gigantic flowers. Be warned, this guy is sometimes slow to bloom, so be sure and err on the side of early planting for the holidays. And finally, neutral. Magic Green from Eden Brothers is a lovely, muted color, making it a perfect choice for neutral and modern decor. Striking form, this award winner grows stalks over 2 feet tall with neutral, lightest green-tinged blossoms.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.